I'm a little taller.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. My name is Michael Horn, just as Vincent said.
谢谢你们, 我的名字叫Michael Horn.
And so during my time at A&M, I was actually able to visit China twice, and God taught me so much through my time there.
在农工大学上大学的时候, 我有机会到中国去了两次, 在这期间, 神教会了我很多东西。
And during that time, this was actually the first time I ever met someone who had never even heard of the name of Jesus.
我在中国的时候, 我第一次遇到了一个人, 他从来没有听到过耶稣基督的名字。
And so once again, it's a privilege to be here today. And but yes, my name is Michael. I'm married to my wife. Her name is Hallie, and we have a 1.5-year-old named Ellis.
很高兴来到这里和大家在一起，我和我的太太 Hallie结婚了以后，现在我们有一个儿子，他叫Alice。
And so God has given my wife and I a passion to see churches planted in places that do not have access to the gospel.
我的太太和我在心里有一种火热，要在福音还没有传到的地方去建立教会。
So that is why for the past 5 years, I have been helping train people from within our church who want to move overseas and be missionaries as well.
这就是为什么在过去的五年中，我负责培训那些想到福音还没有传到地方去传福音的人，给他们做培训。
And so to start, Paul, upon hearing the faith of the Corinthians, he was praying this prayer found in Colossians 1:9.
保罗在听到，which church is it?
The Corinthians.
哥林多教会的那个情况的时候，他讲到了下面这一段话。
So in Colossians 1:9, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
加拉太书一章第九节说，从我们听到的那天，我们就没有停止为你们祷告，这样你们可以有知识充满你们，在属灵的智慧上和明白所有的道理。
So the prayer that Paul was praying was that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
保罗在他的祷告中是请求他们能够用神的智慧充满他们。
So that is what we are going to talk about today. What is God's purpose for His church?
这就是我们今天要讲的话题，就是神给我们教会的目的是什么。
So Matthew 28:18-20, just as was read earlier, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
马太福音28:18-20, 对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就与常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So this is, I believe, God's purpose for His church is threefold. It is first to give Jesus all authority.
所以我相信神给他的教会的目的有三方面。第一个就是把一切的权柄都交给耶稣。
And second, it is to go and make disciples of all nations.
第二点是去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
And third, it is to live life with Him.
第三点是与神在一起生活。
And so recently, as my son has gotten older, I've been able to see him try to exercise his independence.
最近因为我的儿子稍微长大了一点，所以我可以看到他在做各种活动。
And he does not like it when we try to tell him what to do.
当我们让他做什么事情或者不做什么事情的时候，他不是很喜欢。
One example is that he likes to stand on the couch, and he will actually start. And when we tell him not to, he will actually start running on it.
一个例子是他喜欢站在这个沙发上。我们告诉他这样不好，他不但不听，他反而在沙发上开始跑。
And our instructions is so that he doesn't hurt himself, and it's ultimately for his good.
我们的指令是给他的指令是为了他不受伤，最后实际上是为了他的好。
The problem is that Ellis doesn't have the wisdom that we do. He doesn't know what is best for him.
但是 Ellis 他没有像我们成年人这样的智慧，他不知道什么是对他最好的。
This is true even more so when it comes to the authority that Jesus has that he spoke about in verse 18.
在我们刚才读的第十八节里头更表明了神耶稣为什么要有所有的权柄。
He tells us this in John 15, to abide in him.
他在约翰福音十五章里让我们活在他里面。
And in verse 11 of chapter 15 of John, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full.
Let's write this right here. 在约翰福音十五章十八节，他第十一节说，我告诉你们这些事情，这样我的喜乐会在你们里头，你们的喜乐也得完全。
So when we follow Jesus and obey his words, his desire is for our joy to be complete.
当我们跟从主耶稣，听从他的命令的时候，他的喜乐就会在我们里头。
So my question for you is, have you given Jesus full authority in your life?
所以我要问大家的是，你怎么样把所有的权柄交给耶稣，在你的生命里头。
So we can look at a reality of this in Psalm 23.
我们可以在诗篇二十三章里看到这个事实。
So this is a great example of allowing God to be our shepherd.
这就是一个很好的例子，就是我们怎么样让神做我们的牧者。
To be the one that leads and guides us.
怎么样来让他来带领我们。
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行遍死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with all, with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
When God leads, we have no need.
当神引导我们的时候，我们必不缺乏。
We have peace, no fear.
我们会有平安，也不会有惧怕。
Goodness and love surrounds us.
良善和爱会将会环绕我们。
Do you feel this, or is it more like the opposite?
你会感觉到这些吗？或者是正好相反的？
So this is the opposite of Psalm 23.
所以下面这个是正好和诗篇二十三篇相反的东西。
I am alone. I am desperately in need.
我孤身一人，我非常需要帮助。
Everything around me is dying.
我周围的一切都在死去。
There is nothing but chaos.
除了混乱，什么都没有。
My soul is hungering for something.
我的灵魂正在渴望某些东西。
I don't know which path to take.
我不知道要走哪条路。
I am walking through the darkest valley.
我正在走遍最黑暗的山谷。
I am scared of everything because I am alone.
我对一切都感到害怕，因为我孤身一人。
There is nothing or no one to comfort me.
没有任何事情，任何人可以安慰我。
My enemies surround me and they overtake me.
我的敌人围绕着我，他们追上我。
I am dismissed by everyone around me.
我被周遭的人抛弃了。
I am empty.
我很空虚。
There is no good or love around me.
我的周围没有良善或者爱。
Every day is the same. All I have is myself.
每一天都是一样的，我所拥有的只有我自己。
Until the day that I die.
直到我死的那一天。
So which one sounds more like the reality you live in?
所以这两种描述，哪一种更像你现实生活里遇到的？
So give God the authority that he deserves.
所以要给神他所配得的权柄。
Allow him to be the one that guides you.
让他成为引导你的人。
And so the question is, what is he guiding us to do?
问题是他引导我们去做什么事情呢？
He has given his church the task to go and make disciples of all nations.
他给他的教会一个任务，就是要使万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
And this has been his plan from the beginning.
其实这是他从神一开始就有的一个计划。
And this is Genesis 1, 26 through 28.
在创世纪一章二十六到二十八节里。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over all every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created them, male and female He created them.And God blessed them and said to him, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth."
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的树、牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就按照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And God gives the same command in Genesis 9:1.
在创世纪九章一节里头，神也给了同样的命令。
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth."
神赐给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说：“你们要生养众多，遍满了地。”
This is the same command given in Genesis 1.
这也是和创世纪里第一章给的命令是同样的。
And it is after the fall of man.
这是当人堕落以后。
So a major event happened, and yet the command stays the same.
一件很大的事情发生了，但是神的 命令是一样的。
So his command has stayed the same throughout history.
所以从开始以来，从历史上的一切时候，他神的命令是一直不变的。
So Genesis 22:15-18, and the angel of the Lord.
创世纪二十章十五节到十八节。
And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And we see Paul explain this in Galatians 3:7-9 and also verse 16.
我们也看到保罗在加拉太书3章7到9节和16节里也解释了这个。
Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham.And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, "and to offsprings," referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ.
所以你们要知道那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福，可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕他和他子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
So we see God's plan from the beginning was to bless all people through Christ.
所以我们看到神从一开始的计划，就是要通过耶稣给所有的人祝福。
And his command has stayed the same for his people.
他的命令。一直就保持不变，他的命令给他的子民是一直保持不变。
This is 1 Peter 2:9-10.
彼得前书2:9-10.
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people.Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
So once again, his plan is for us to proclaim his excellencies among all people.
所以再一次说明神的计划就是要让我们所有的人高举他的名。
So there's a question, why should I make disciples of all nations?
所以现在有这样一个问题，为什么我们要让万民做他的门徒？
And simply, it's because Christ has died for all, and the kingdom of God is better.
这是因为耶稣基督在十字架上死了，为我们死了， 神的国比其他的都要好。
And so this is the gospel.
所以这就是福音。
That Jesus, who is God, came to earth as a man.
耶稣他是神，他来到像他来到这个世上。
He lived a perfect life without any sin or shame.
他作为一个人活了一个完美的生活，他没有任何罪和耻辱。
This is a life that you or me are not able to live.
我们是不能活那样的一个完全无罪的完美的生活生命的。
So Jesus was hated by the very people he came to save.
耶稣被那些他要所要拯救的人所痛恨。
And yet still he chose to take on the consequences of their shame.
但是他选择了接受这样的后果，就是其他的人犯的罪的后果由他来承担。
And this consequence is death, which means separation from God.
这个代价就是死。
And he gave up his life and was killed on a cross.
他放弃了他自己的生命，在十字架上受死。
But 3 days later, he was resurrected from the grave.
但是三天以后，他从死里复活。
Now all you have to do is believe in him.
你所要做的一切就是相信他。
Confess that he is Lord, and you will be saved.
悔改并承认他是我们的主，然后你就会得救。
So there is no other cure for the brokenness inside each of us.
这个世界上没有其他的东西可以医治我们破碎的心。
It is only by the power of God in us.
只能通过神在我们中的大能。
And so this is why we must spread the good news with all people.
这就是为什么我们要把福音传给所有的人。
So the call on your life is to be a disciple and make disciples of all nations.
所以对你的呼召是让你作为一个门徒，也要去使万民做他的门徒。
And God is actually allowing us to participate in this purpose.
上帝实际上在允许我们参加他的这个计划。
John 14:12-13.
在约翰福音14:12-13里这样说。
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
What a crazy statement that we would do even greater things than Jesus.
这个听上去是一个非常疯狂的一个说法，就是我们可以做比耶稣所做的更伟大的事情。
I believe this is because God's plan for him, for us, is to spread his name.
我相信神的计划是让我们去传扬他的福音。
He does not have to use us, but chooses to use his people to spread his kingdom.
他并不需要我们来做这些，但是他选择让我们来宣扬他神的国。
He is allowing us to participate in this.
他允许我们参加这一个他的计划。
So let us not miss being a part of what God has been doing.
让我们不要失去这个神让我们参与的这么一个机会。
He has already been bringing all people to himself, like you and me.
他已经把很多的人，就像你和我，带到他自己 面前。
And so when we see the Great Commission, it is not a matter of if, but how we are going to obey this.
所以当我们看这个大使命的时候，这个问题不是要不要，而是如何。
So another question you might have is, what does it look like to make disciples?
你可能会有另外一个问题，就是怎么样怎么样让万民做他的门徒。
In 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul says to Timothy.
在提摩太后书里保罗说，保罗对提摩太说
，What you have heard from me，
你从我那里听到的
，In the presence of many witnesses，
有很多证人
，Entrust to faithful men，
entrust 交给每一个有信心的人
，Who will teach others also，
他会教导别的人。
So making disciples can be as simple as what you have learned about God.
所以让万民做他的门徒，可以是很简单的，就是你所学到的关于神的知识。
So tell others this who are interested in hearing.
给把这个消息告诉其他有兴趣的人。
We cannot control how the other person responds.
我们不能控制那个其他人听到这个消息以后的回应是怎么样回应的。
But our role is to be faithful to share with those around us.
但是我们的作用就是有信心，给其他的人分享福音。
God is the one who gives the growth.
God is the one
who gives the growth.
Oh.神给我们成长的机会。
And we are to follow the model that Jesus gives for us.
我们就要跟从耶稣给我们做的榜样。
And do what he did.
做他所做的事情。
In John 1, Jesus tells two disciples to come and see.
在约翰前书在约翰前书，耶稣告诉他的门徒。
It can be as simple as extending an invitation.
就可以是一个很简单的发出一个邀请。
To come and learn about God here at church.
来到这个教会来学习神关于神的知识。
But there are things we can do to become more effective disciple makers.
当然在让万民成为他的门徒这个事情上，我们也可以有很多东西需要学习。
So as you begin to take steps of obedience,
当你一步一步的学会顺服的时候
，you can continue to grow in your effectiveness.
你能够不断的成长，让你传福音更有效。
So if you have questions about this,
你如果有任何问题
，or are ready to take this step,
或者你已经准备好了走迈出这一步
，please come talk to me after the sermon.
请你在这个讲道以后来找我跟我交谈。
I'm sure there are other ways to grow within the church as well.
我相信其他还有其他的方法让这个教会得到成长。
And so lastly, God leaves us with the promise.
最后神带领我们给我们一个应许。
That he does not send us alone.
他不是会把我们他不是单单把我们送出去。
But he promises that he is with us always to the very end of the age.
他会永远和我们同在。
So he has promised us that reality of Psalm 23.
他给我们的应许是刚才 诗篇二十三篇里讲到的情形。
That he will be our comfort.
他是我们的安慰者。
Even when we walk through darkness and difficult things.
即使是我们在黑暗中行走或遇到困难的时候。
He is with us always.
他永远和我们同在。
And as we saw earlier, the promise God gave.
像我们刚才看到的那样，神允许我们的。Thank you.
The promise God gave in Genesis 22.
神在创世纪二十章里给我们的应许。
That God is faithful to fulfill His promises.
神是信实的，他会让他的让他的promise 可以实现promise 应许，他的应许可以实现。
And so do you know what it means to be with God?
所以你明白是和神在一起是什么意思吗？
Or what it means to abide in Him as it says in John 15.
或者和他同住是什么意思？
So a great place to start is to read your Bible.
一个很好的开始是去读圣经。
And spend time in prayer.
花一些时间来向神祷告。
He is always with us.
他永远和我们同在。
And so we serve a living and active God.
所以我们是为一个活着又真又活的神侍奉这样的一个神。
And he desires to speak to each of us.
他渴望和我们沟通。
So this is the application.
所以这就是应用。
Have you given Jesus full authority in your life?
你有没有把生命中完全的所有的权柄交给耶稣？
Have you ever asked him about your career?
你有没有问过神关于你的职业生涯？
Or how you should spend your time?
或者你应该如何度过你的时间？
We cannot withhold any piece of our life.
我们不能有我们生命中的任何的平安。
And we should allow him to lead in every area.
我们不应该有自己决定我们生活中任何的一件事情，我们要让神来带领我们。
So over the next week, I want you to ask this question.
所以在下一个礼拜，我希望每个人都问这样一个问题。
And so for the piece of going and making disciples,
所以去使万民做门徒。
And if we believe this command is for all people,
如果我们相信这一个命令是给所有的人的大使命，
then we must determine how God is leading us to obey this.
所以我们必须要决定神是怎么样让我们顺服他的。
So I want you to start by writing down the names of two people in your life that aren't Christians.
我想请你写下你生命中两个非基督徒的名字。
And pray for them.
为他们祷告。
And also to seek opportunities to share with them.
并且寻求与他们分享福音的机会。
These opportunities do not just come, it takes intentionality to seek them.
有时候这样的机会并不是自己会来的，我们要主动的寻找这样的机会，创造这样的机会。
And if no one comes to mind, that is okay.
如果你想不到任何这样的人，那也是可以的。
Ask God to lead you to someone who does not know him.
你要求神把你带到这样的人面前。
And I think it's important to ask God always, are you leading me to go to a different place to share the gospel?
也一个很重要的事情，也是要问神，你是不是带领我到另外一个地方去传播福音。
So there are more than 3 billion people.
有三三十亿人。
That have little to no one to share the gospel with them.
他们没有人给他们传福音。
So I believe it's important to ask, is God leading me to go?
所以我认为这是很重要的，要问神是不是带领我们去是别的地方传福音。
So there is no greater thing than to surrender every aspect of our life to Jesus.
我们要把我们生命中的每一个方面都交托给神，没有其他更重要的事情了。
Do you trust him enough to do this?
你有没有对神有这样的信任，会把所有的事情交给他决定？
So let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
God, I thank you for everyone in this room. I thank you for the brothers and sisters that you have brought to yourself, and what a joy it is to worship alongside of them as we will one day in your throne room. And so I just ask that you would continue to bless this church. I ask that this church would be one that shares with those around us, that you continue to use this church to bring many into your kingdom. So may you bless this. I pray for the pastor search. May you just bring pastors here to serve here, God. And we just ask, Lord, that this one would be a congregation that sends out, just as we see in Acts. And so may you just, may we continue to unite as the body of Christ and in your kingdom. And may we work together to accomplish your purpose for your church, to see all people worship you. Amen.
Amen.
Michael Hall 给我们带来神的话语。Thank you, Pastor Michael Hall for delivering God's message.